You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns. I want to start off by warning you, this is going to be a good one. This is certainly going to be categorised as podcast perfection. Okay? You fine with that? Because I'm fine with that as well. Good. I hope you are. How was your game week last week? Did you smash it or did you regret it? Either way, it's over now. It's in the past and we've only got our eyes for next game week. I was just thinking to myself, hasn't it felt like absolute ages since we last spoke? A lot has changed in football in 7 days. Arsenal can actually win football matches. Jamie Carragher can produce a lot of spit when called upon. Jose Mourinho has still got it. Dejan Lovren never had it. And Leeds United didn't lose. We drew, but we didn't lose. What a life. On this very special podcast, we are taking the National Express from the Midlands to, well, another part of the Midlands. We are heading to the King Power Stadium, home of the 2016 Premier League champions, to count down the 7 of the best Leicester City players ever. Last week, we crowned Andy Hutchinson as Cov's greatest player. Big love and thanks goes out to every 7 of the best player and football friend who gave that podcast a listen. And a lot of you did. I'm sure by now you all know what the deal is with these beautiful pods. But if there's a new football friend among us, let's be kind and explain all. Each week we will be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the 7 of the best from that particular club's history. The reason I give you these tasty audio treats where we count down the 7 of the best is because this podcast is kindly sponsored by the greatest football game in the land. That game is 7otb.com. If 7 of the best was a rugby player, it would be a combination of Richie McCaw, Dan Carter, Johnny Wilkinson and Jonah Lomu. It's that good. 7OTB is a free-to-play game where you pick your 7 of the best predictions from the top 8 football leagues in the country. 5 wins, 1 banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and 1 draw. Us lucky 7OTB players try each week for the £250 in the individual prize. Whoever gets the top score on the game goes home with that. I was very close to it last game week. The £700 team cash prize is on offer every single week. That's where you and all your mates combine your scores together. And if you have the highest scoring team, you win that £700 to share, and you will probably have a top night out with it. The big prize, though, the Ballon d'Or, the World Player of the Year, the PFA Player of the Year, and the FIFA World Player of the Year, all rolled into one, is the big prize 7OTB has on offer. If you get 7 of the best 4 game weeks in a row, you will win £1 million. And best of all, this game, 7OTB, is free to play. All you have to do is head to our website. Every week, I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. This week, it's got to be tickets to the rugby. England versus Ireland at Twickenham and about 1,000 pints of Guinness? Yeah, I think I could handle that. Yeah, I definitely couldn't handle that. Anyway, what's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our 7 of the best players to ever play for the Foxes. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your 7 of the best Leicester City players via At The Football Hour. I'll be talking to you about my best score on 7 of the best. I'm so bloody proud of myself, it's untrue. We'll have a gander at how Ledley King's legends got on and see what were his key talking points from last weekend. Man United fans, keep your ears to the pod for that bit. Then we'll be walking you through my predictions for week 33 and telling you how to get your predictions in by 3:15 this Saturday, 17th of March. But first, football friends, before all that, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Leicester City players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Frank Sinclair, Bobby Davidson or Adi Akinbayi. Peter Taylor's record club signing at 5.5 milli was a feature on Match of the Day due to his goalless run and the cop. Yes, the cop even resorted to throwing programmes at him. He wasn't a very good Leicester City player. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be focusing on the cream of the blue crop. So we'll start from seven and work our way to the best player to ever play for LCFC. Here we go. At number seven, Mr. Gordon Banks. Signed from Chesterfield for £7,000 in July 59, Banks was part of the side that reached the 61 and 63 FA Cup finals before going on to lose to Tottenham and Man United. He would clinch silverware with the Foxes in 64 though, winning the League Cup 4-3 on aggregate over Stoke City before losing 3-2 to Chelsea the following season. But it was his exploits for Sir Alf Ramsey's heroes in 66 that would etch him in football folklore, not conceding a goal until a 2-1 win over Portugal in the semis before lifting the famous trophy at Wembley. 4 years later, he made the save of the century, somehow keeping out Pelé's header in the clash with Brazil. But Banks would miss the 70 World Cup quarterfinal against West Germany due to illness. Regarded as one of the greatest goalies of all time, he was named PFA Footballer of the Year in 1972 and FIFA Goalie of the Year on 6 occasions. Banks was a truly global player, particularly after his World Cup exploits in 66 and 70 and the save from Pelé. Leicester City club historian John Hutchinson said he had an uncanny positioning. He was extremely agile and had sharp reflexes. These remember him for is the 63 FA Cup semi-final against the Scousers at Hillsborough. The players at the time said it was like the Alamo. He was absolutely outstanding. At number six on the charts, Jamie Vardy, a hard-working striker that scored goals at a prolific rate in non-league football with Fleetwood Town. Jamie Vardy has enjoyed a phenomenal last few seasons with the Foxes. After joining in 2012, the striker went on to become a huge favourite with the fans and teammates in the 2013-14 season for his typically energetic and all-action displays on the field, showing that he had well and truly found his feet in the division. As well as winning 7 pennos thanks to his pace and willingness to run at defenders, Vardy scored an impressive 16 goals alongside David Nugent in the City attack, including a memorable strike against QPR. It was a similar success story in the Premier League for Vardy too, as he announced his arrival with a brilliant goal to give City a 4-3 lead in their famous 5-3 victory over Man United in September 2014. His performance levels reached new heights at the back end of the 14-15 campaign, and his stoppage time winner away at West Brom will live long in the memory for all City fans. That form eventually saw him named in Roy Hodgson's England squad for fixtures against Republic of Ireland and Slovenia in June 2015. His international debut then came in Dublin as a second half sub for England captain Wayne Rooney. While Vardy netted a maiden goal for his nation against Germany, a brilliant front post flick that helped the Three Lions to a 3-2 win. Get in. That goal came during a sensational Premier League campaign for the striker. Vardy netted 24 times for the Foxes en route to the title, as well as scoring a record-breaking 11 straight league games. He signed a 4.5-year contract at City in the summer of 2016 before scoring 17 times for club and country during that season. Number 5, Vardy's teammate Riyad Mahrez. Few would have expected the impact Riyad Mahrez would have at Leicester City when he became the club's first signing of the Jan 2014 transfer window at the King Power Stadium. The Algerian winger scored 3 goals in the Sky Bet Championship as City booked promotion to the Premier League under Pearson, before again proving invaluable the following year with 4 strikes to secure the club's Premier League status. But it was during the 15-16 campaign when Riyad Mahrez, with a unique blend of skill and creativity, made headlines across the globe. With 17 goals as Claudio Ranieri led the Foxes to a historic Premier League title, the first top-flight success of their 132-year history. With crucial goals against the likes of Chelsea, Man City, the former Le Havre winger received a host of individual accolades, too, including PFA Player of the Year, the CAF African Footballer of the Year, and the 7th place finish on the Ballon d'Or list. Later, scoring 4 goals in the UEFA Champions League group stage as Ranieri's men finished top of Group G. The Algerian would go on to represent his country alongside Fox's teammate at the African Cup of Nations in 2017. The French Algerian made his name with former club Le Havre in French League 2, where his performances from the wide right caught the eye of the City scouts. A predominantly left-footed player, Mahrez is blessed with natural pace and the undoubted ability to glide past defenders. Before he joined the Foxes, Mahrez made 20 appearances for Le Havre, scoring 6 times and providing 5 assists. His first Leicester goal was a truly memorable one, as he scored a vital equaliser against local rivals Nottingham Forest at the City Ground back in Feb 2014. His exploits for City caught the attention of the Algerian national team, who named Mahrez in their squad for the 2014 World Cup. After making his debut in the build-up, Mahrez started the country's opening fixture against Belgium, becoming the first Leicester player since Muzzy Izzet in 2002 to play at a World Cup. Mahrez, a truly tremendous player. At number 4, Gary Lineker. Leicester-born forward Gary Lineker joined his hometown club after leaving City of Leicester Boys Grammar School in 77 and went on to make 194 appearances for the club, scoring 95 goals. He made his senior debut for the club on New Year's Day in 79 in a 2-0 win over Oldham and earned a second division winner's medal a year later under Jock Wallace. However, Lineker featured just 9 times in the top flight as City were relegated. But they did reach the semi-final of the FA Cup the following season before losing to Tottenham. Lineker propelled City to promotion back to the top flight in 82-83 by scoring 26 goals before forging a prolific partnership with Alan Smith, earning him the top goalscorer crown in Division 1 with an impressive tally of 24. Lineker was then sold to Champions Everton for a fee of £800,000. Before going on to sign for Barca, boasting 80 international caps, Lineker won the Golden Boot at the 86 World Cup and also scored 48 goals. Goals for his country. Number 3. Muzzy Izzet. Turkish midfielder Muzzy Izzet signed on loan for Leicester in March 96 under Martin O'Neill and made an immediate impact, scoring a vital goal against Watford to guarantee a playoff place on the final day of the season. He made the move permanent for £800,000 from Chelsea following City's promotion and went on to make a total of 269 appearances for the club. A dynamic midfielder, Izzet formed a formidable partnership in the Leicester midfield alongside Neil Lennon and Robbie Savage and helped the club to 4 successive top 10 finishes in the Premier League, as well as clinching 2 League Cups. Izzet handed in a transfer request in autumn 2001 following the departure of O'Neill, despite having pledged his future to the club, but withdrew his request as the club guaranteed their promotion back to the top flight in 02-03. A fan's favourite, Izzet's most memorable moments included a spectacular volley at home to Tottenham and a wonderfully acrobatic overhead kick in a 2-1 win over Grimsby Town at Blundell Park in 02. Capped 9 times by his country, Izzet featured in Turkey's 1-0 2002 World Cup semi-final defeat against Brazil in Satyama. Number 2, Keith Weller, widely regarded as one of the most talented players to wear a Leicester shirt prior to the famous title-winning season. Keith Weller signed for the Foxes in 71 for $100,000 after their promotion to the top flight, a vital component of Jimmy Bloomfield's team alongside Frank Worthington, John Samuels and Alan Birchinall. City never finished above seventh during an 8-year spell that saw some of the most flamboyant football ever played at Filbert Street. Frequently employed on the flank, Weller was equally as effective through the middle and was capped 4 times for England under caretaker manager Joe Mercer. Perhaps his most famous moment for the East Midlands club came in the 79 FA Cup tie against Norwich, where the winger strode a field with a fetching pair of white tights beneath his kit before scoring in a 3-0 win to silence the crowd. 5 years earlier, he was fined and temporarily transfer listed after sensationally refusing to return to the pitch for Leicester's encounter with Ipswich Town. Other notable highlights included a hat-trick in a 3-2 win over Liverpool in 72 and a stunning strike against Luton on City's way to the FA Cup semi-final. Weller passed away in 2004 after suffering from a rare form of cancer, aged just 58. Weller was pure artistry. His speed and goal scoring were outstanding, recalled David Hutchinson. Finally, Leicester City's greatest ever player, Sepp Smith. 89 years ago, a young 17-year-old who went on to play for England and to become one of Leicester City's all-time great players made his debut for the club. His name was Septimus Smith. Leicester City started that season as one of the 2 top teams in England, and it said much for Sepp's huge potential that he was included in the starting lineup. Not only did Sepp go on to have the lengthiest first-team career in the club's history, playing for nearly 20 years, he also became one of the club's most skillful and accomplished players. He was initially an inside left, then a right half before he ended his career in the post-war years at centre half. As a boy, he played football in homemade boots, which were shoes with corks nailed to them to act as studs. Footballs were the blown-up bladders of slaughtered pigs. He lived next door to a farm. He used to collect hen's eggs from their nests for the farmer. He also used to deliver the milk to neighbouring houses, pouring milk into jugs from cans. Very working-class lad. Knew what hard work was. Smith mentored former Leeds United and England manager Don Revie during his time at Leicester. Revie, who dedicated an entire chapter in his autobiography entitled What I Owe to Sepp Smith, claimed, "I'm proud now to think of how much time Sepp spent passing on his soccer knowledge to me. He played a big part in my shaping career." He also referred to Smith as an extraordinary footballer, saying he could place the ball within an inch of a man's toe. And that, when he lobbed the ball to his winger, the opposing fullback felt the ball graze his hair as he tried to strain his neck that extra inch like a drowning man trying to lift his head out of the water. He was the guest of honour at Leicester's final game at Filbert Street, the club's home for over 110 years in April 2002, and a suite at Leicester's current home, the ground, the King Power Stadium, is named after him in recognition of his service to the club. He is 7 of the best and the Football Hour's greatest Leicester City player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own 7 of the best LCFC players, tweet at the Football Hour using that hashtag 7OTBLCFC with your selections. Now on to 7 of the best matters. You know by now the boss at the game is the legend. That is Ledley King. Yeah, you heard that right. Ledley King, since retiring, likes to keep us 7OTB players informed with his opinions on the latest football results. This week, Ledley was again promoting some young English talent. Mr. King said, "Marcus Rashford was the difference in England's football's greatest rivalry, scoring a brace to help United to a 2-1 victory over Liverpool." It was a statement from Rashford, who has some tough competition for a regular first-team spot at United. But the jeers heard around Old Trafford when the local lad was taken off on Saturday says it all. Sadly, though, the Red Devils are not available to be picked for your seven of the best Game Week 33 predictions because of their FA Cup match. Though, all that, as well as writing us articles for our website, Ledley likes to get involved with the playing of seven of the best. You know his team by now. They're very good. The legend scored an impressive 100 points this week, finishing 12th in the weekly team competition. Titus Bramble and Jermaine Genus brought 22 points home, while Paul Robinson and Sean Wright Phillips contributed 17 points apiece. 100 points, that's really, really good from the legends. If you want to set up your teams, like Ledley has done, you should know how to do it by now. But if you don't, listen up here. You can go to Manage My Team section on our website and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score, like Ledley's legends were close to doing, they win £700 to share. Enough of Ledley and his legends. I want to talk about last week and then how I'm going to perform next week. I did exceedingly well last game week. I was so close to getting seven of the best. I can't tell you. I'm so annoyed with the snow. Yes, we are still experiencing snow problems. These are my predictions from last game week. I scored a massive 22 points. My banker was Cardiff. They beat Birmingham. I went for an away win Spurs. They won. Chelsea won. Blackburn won. Middlesbrough won. And I even got the draw correct. Ipswich Town, Sheffield United 0-0. Then my final game to get seven of the best was Bradford City to beat MK Dons at home. It was postponed because of the snow. So I only scored 2 points, which made my total 22. But Bradford were clear favourites in that game, and I'm so annoyed about the Yorkshire weather, not for the first time. Move on, Alex. Take a big deep breath. You're going to win this game week. Game week 33. These are my predictions. My banker, Liverpool, at home to Watford. My draw, Stoke City versus Everton. Got draw written all over it, that. Villa win, Bristol win, Wolves, Accrington, Stanley and Aberdeen. They're my five other wins. To enter your predictions, head to our website, sevenofthebest.com, to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then just, like I have, insert your week 33 selections by 2:45 this Saturday, 17th of March. Remember to do that before the rugby starts and before the football. It's free to enter, and you can try and play your way to that £1 million I was talking about at the beginning of the show. You are always 4 weeks away from that milli. Finally, follow at the Football Hour on Twitter. Also, get your seven of the best Leicester City players in using that hashtag 7OTBLCFC. Then, finally, follow at 7OTBFootball on Twitter and hit that like button on Facebook for all the latest stats to help you decide which teams to pick. Now, all I've got to say is I love this game, seven of the best. I truly live for it. Every Saturday, I'm really excited when my predictions get entered and when I find the results, and especially when you have a good game week. You need to get on this game. If you haven't already, it is so stupid that you are not on it, because you get a chance to win £1 million for free, and you get a chance to do it every single Saturday. So the season's coming to a close. Get doing it. You've still got your four game weeks left to go and win £1 million. That's my rant over. Thank you so much, football friends. Thank you, Seven of the Best, for always sponsoring this podcast. And thank you, Leicester City, for having some brilliant players to count down. I've been Alex Mearns. This has been the Football Hour. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to the Football Hour with Alex Mearns.